Jamie Tate is a helicopter pilot based out of British Columbia. The day after Christmas, he and his family were flying along the Taku River Valley after checking on a cabin in the area.
Well, it's pretty interesting because I've flown down that river for probably the better part of 35 years. I mean, I noticed it right away before the rest of my family did, and it's pretty significant.
One mountain along the river, about 46 miles northeast of Juneau, looked like part of its face had been sliced off.
The area in the valley was all full of the debris and mud that had been pushed up when the mountainside collapsed.
Sonia Nagorski, assistant professor of geology at the University of Alaska Southeast, says some of that area's mountain slopes are over 50 degrees, or the slopes are so steep that they're almost like a cliff face.
And so it just crumbles and fails. It's pretty astounding that those rocks are sitting at this steep angle at all.
Nagorski says there's a lot of volcanic rock that used to be under the Earth's surface. It's not as strong as other forms of rock, and it's more susceptible to weathering like rain, snow, and ice, combined with a lot of freezing and thawing.
It's easy to think that our mountains are solid and stable, but the Earth's surface is constantly shifting, especially when there are tectonic changes and glacial changes. A lot of changes can be quite sudden, and landsliding is the primary method of erosion in mountains steeper than about 30 to 40 degrees, which are plentiful here.
Nagorski says it's not clear exactly how much of the nearly 4,000-foot mountain actually flaked off and fell away on Christmas Eve. Her best estimate is 20 million cubic feet of material. That's enough to fill up half of the Houston Astrodome. When all that rock fell, it was literally enough to shake the earth. Natalia Rupert, a seismologist with the Alaska Earthquake Center, says if the shaking was caused by an earthquake, then it would have registered as a magnitude 2.8 or 2.9. Rupert is clear, however, the landslide itself was not triggered by any previous earthquake. She knows that because it's very easy for seismologists to distinguish a sudden, abrupt start of an earthquake from a landslide's gradual building intensity, sometimes over several minutes.
It starts very small, and then gradually the amplitude of the signal picks up, and it becomes larger and larger as the landslide mass kind of gains momentum and moves down the slope. And then it fades out as all those rocks come to a final resting place.
The Taku River is one of the biggest salmon-producing rivers in southeast Alaska. Since it crosses an international boundary, both United States and Canada share the harvest. David Harris, commercial fisheries area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says the slide likely destroyed any salmon row at the foot of the mountain, but he believes it won't have a big impact on salmon runs overall.
The channel's fairly braided. There's two or three large channels already, plus smaller connecting side sloughs and whatnot. There's plenty of room for the water to find a way through. It's not like a narrow valley that's filled up with material.
Harris says much bigger landslides completely block the Taku and other places, but the river always finds a way to cut right through them. Pilot Jamie Tate warns Alaskans who have cabins or recreate along the Taku to watch out for lots of uprooted and dead trees to wash downriver in the spring. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.